Welcome back inside another Let's Talk Dallas County segment here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network. This segment being brought to you by our friends at your Perry Fairway. Sean Kenny alongside Perry Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Lindsay Pasuti, and it's a busy weekend in Perry because this weekend marks the 12th Art on the Prairie event, and thousands will be in town enjoying so much that our town has to offer. And Lindsay's here to kind of break down what's all going to be happening, really starting Friday and then taking us through the weekend. So first off, Lindsay, it's an exciting time for the city. Take us through, let's start with Friday and what we can expect for the Art on the Prairie festivities.
Yes, so on Friday we have all of our artists setting up around town at the various venues, and we also have a new activity happening thanks to some partners bringing us Poetry on the Prairie this year. So in addition to the visual artists and the live music, there will be a number of activities for Poetry on the Prairie. So Friday night, brand new to Perry, there will be a poetry slam at Gamble Block Brewery, 7:30 to 9:30 at Gamble Block, and so that'll be great to have Poetry on the Prairie. So if you've never been to a poetry slam, I can't say that I actually have, so I'm excited about it myself to have that, and it'll be a performance that you will fun to experience. So it's 7 to 9 at Gamble Block Brewery, and come and check it out, see what's new. So different than a poetry reading where it's kind of calm and collected and soothing. This is a little bit more in your face and exciting and hoots and hollers and things like that. So meant to be exciting and fun to be a part of. So that'll kick off the weekend festivities on Friday. And then we've got a lot of great things happening Saturday and Sunday as well.
Yeah, I love Poetry Slam. I have never heard that.
Yes.
That is very curious. That should be a lot of fun. So that's Friday night as we kind of set the stage. And then we move into Saturday and Sunday, and there's just so much. So how about we start with Saturday? Kind of take us through a downtown map of where we can go and a broad picture of what people can experience.
Yes. So on Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., we've got all of the venues for the festival that has the artist venues. So, of course, we have the Hotel Patti and La Poste. We have the Carnegie Library Museum, Security Bank Building where City Hall is, Towncraft Building where the chamber offices, and Betsy Peterson Designs are all of our venues where visual artists and live music will take place. We also have the Perry Public Library where local artists will be set up and their different activities as well. And then Studio on Second is the other venue where Poetry on the Prairie will be happening, thanks to the Iowa Poetry Association hosting those activities. So when you're thinking about downtown, it's a nice walkable area with all of those different venues full of activity with those artist booths and live music. So really great to check it all out.
And then how about Sunday?
And Sunday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. So a lot of those same things happening with the artists set up still and then live music. Different change up for activities at the library. So both days, 10:30 a.m., there will be an Iowa author, Megan Klein. She's got some children's books. She'll be doing story time at 10:30 at the library. And then both days at 1 o'clock, there will be a performance at the community room. Saturday, there will be Girls Rock. It's a group out of Des Moines doing some songwriting workshops and performances, and then another performance on Sunday. Oh, Jackie O is the performance that the library is sponsoring there. So it's pretty fluid as far as come out and check out all the great things going on. If you'd like a set activity, check out the calendar of events, pick up a program, look at the different schedules. There are a number of things going on with workshops for poetry and readings that have their own schedule as well, but it's pretty open to experience throughout the day.
How many people can we expect for this? I know each year is different. And where do the people come from?
People come from all over to enjoy this event. So just talking about the artists and the musicians that are coming, a lot of Central Iowa artists, and but some of them are coming from, you know, a couple hours away just to come to this event to set up and sell their work. Some of them say that it's their most favorite event throughout the whole year, and each of them have their own followers that are they're bringing shoppers to the event as well. So we've got shoppers from the greater Des Moines area, Ames, Omaha, all across the state. People really add this to their calendar and come out for the holiday weekend.
Lindsay Pasuti is our guest. We're talking about this weekend's Art on the Prairie event, all the festivities Friday night, all day Saturday, Sunday. Lindsay, I'm just curious, for people who want to grab a bite to eat, I know our local restaurants will be open during this time, along with our local businesses. I believe Alice's House Dressing is going to be celebrating their 25th year anniversary open house, which is traditional to go with Art on the Prairie. Take us through any other news from our local business front that's going to be happening that weekend.
Yeah, so quite a few of our downtown businesses will be open a special for this event on Sunday. And so if you think of shopping and dining, really taking advantage of all of those people, you know, thousands of people that will be coming to town for this festival, there's will be extended shopping and dining opportunities. So just along Second Street, think of all the boutiques, home decor and art galleries that we have, all will be open, kind of holiday open houses, or at least extended hours. And then same goes for dining as well. So you can pop in just about any place and grab a bite, a quick bite, or sit down and enjoy, you know, pick up a program and take some time to soak it all in before heading out and seeing everything going on.
Last piece of advice, any words of wisdom as far as vehicular traffic that day? Will there be street closures with Art on the Prairie?
No street closures, but just definitely be aware of a lot of people out and about, walking around and kind of looking around. So find parking at city parking lots all around. It's going to be a little bit cool this weekend, unfortunately. So there will probably be a lot more kind of ducking in quick to buildings instead of kind of slowly walking about, as sometimes that happens. So just be aware of more people in town. Have some patience and enjoy the weekend with Art on the Prairie and all that it brings to the community.
Yeah, enjoy is the key word, man. What a unique experience. You talk about so many aspects of Perry which make it a special place. Art on the Prairie over the past 12 years has certainly been one, bringing many out-of-towners to our city to enjoy everything that we have to offer. Lindsay, we appreciate the work that you have done with Art on the Prairie and all the volunteers. I know it's a lot of work.
A lot of work goes behind the scene, but it's so wonderful to see it all come together with so many different layers, so many people supporting it over the years, and like I said, what it brings to Perry and putting it on the map in another way.
12th annual Art on the Prairie. It's coming up this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in downtown Perry. And this has been a Let's Talk Dallas County segment presented by your friends at Perry Fairway.